The court heard testimony this week from a committee of judges and lawyers who've drawn up a new set of rules for keeping people safe when they're testifying or being prosecuted in court. The rules are also designed to protect judges, lawyers, and court staff. But the new state law granting people the right to carry concealed weapons is complicating the adoption of the new rule. Tony Gibbart of the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence asked the court to adopt a rule banning anyone from bringing weapons into a courtroom where domestic violence cases are being tried.
We view the presence of weapons in Wisconsin courthouses as really hampering the administration of justice in our state. If victims believe that there's the potential that an abuser or some other dangerous person is armed in a courthouse, that it might affect their ability or willingness to come before the court and seek justice and protection.
But Dane County Circuit Court Judge Sarah O'Brien, who served on the committee that drafted the courthouse safety rule, says the committee tried to avoid language that might affect the concealed carry law.
To adopt a statewide rule on concealed carry for judges and DAs in courthouses, we didn't think that's what we were appointed to do. Somebody maybe should do that, but personally I'm hoping it's not us.
The justices are still grappling with whether or not they have the authority to tell trial court judges how to enforce the concealed carry law. All of the justices believe the law will be challenged at some point, so they want to make sure not to make comments about litigation they may be forced to rule on. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.